From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And with just days to go before the next presidential primary in Wisconsin, another wrench has been thrown into the race by Donald Trump, who said last night that he would not promise to support the Republican nominee if it's not him, and he didn't expect his rivals to support him. Here's Trump, courtesy of CNN.
I've been treated very unfairly. I'll give you an example.
Unfairly by who?
I think by basically the RNC, the Republican Party, the establishment. You have a guy like Mitt Romney who lost miserably, who did a terrible job. He ran a horrible, horrible campaign. The last month of that, I helped him. I raised him $1 million.
Do you think the RNC is plotting to take this away from you at the convention?
I don't know. I mean, you know, we'll see what happens, but I think you'd have a lot of very upset people if that happened.
Trump there talking to Anderson Cooper of CNN. Well, joining us now is Here Now political analyst and GOP strategist Paris Denard. Paris, welcome back.
Glad to be here, Jeremy.
And it's not just Trump. Senator Ted Cruz and Governor John Kasich signed the same pledge as Trump earlier on, saying they'd support the eventual nominee. And last night, they also implied that they would not support Trump if he were the party's nominee. Here's John Kasich.
If the nominee is somebody that I think is really hurting the country and dividing the country, I can't stand behind them, but we have a ways to go. Let's see how this all folds out.
Paris, what does this mean?
Well, look, this means that pledges are worthless when it comes down to it. And look, I think Donald Trump has a point. He has not been treated fairly. If this had been any other candidate leading the way he is, galvanizing the party and the base the way he is doing, all of the establishment will be lining up behind him. But because it is Donald J. Trump, there's an issue. And so now they're all running against him. And this Never Trump campaign and establishment is lining up behind people that they don't like Ted Cruz, who is universally disliked by the party and by his peers in the Senate. But because it's Donald Trump, they're running the risk of alienating voters, especially as it looks towards this convention in Cleveland, because the RNC controls, it's not the people, it's the RNC National Committee men and women. And they have Rule 40 Part B. And that's a quick history lesson, Jeremy.
Yep.
Back in 2012, the RNC Rules Committee changed the rules, which increased the threshold to have a candidate to be able to get on the floor to be nominated. That was done to prevent Rand Paul from getting any type of floor support and have a united convention.
Ron Paul, you mean?
Ron Paul, excuse me. So now, if they go and try to change Rule 40 Part B, which now benefits Donald Trump, it looks as if that they are going to be alienating the will of the people. It's bad for optics and it's bad for the party.
But would it even, bringing it back to the main question here, if they decide to put somebody else in, if the party at the convention decides to put Cruz or a Kasich or Speaker of the House Paul Ryan in as the nominee when Trump's got the most delegates, what happens to the Republican Party?
Well, technically, it has to be on a second ballot. So if Trump doesn't get on the first ballot and it goes to the second ballot, the rules state that you have to have a candidate that has won eight or more contests, eight states, and that would actually disqualify Speaker Ryan, and it would disqualify John Kasich. But that would allow for Ted Cruz to get the nomination. So it is the will of the RNC delegates in terms of the people who are actually the deciders. But it would be a horrible precedent to make because you have had millions of people come to the polls in support of not only the nomination, but the whole entire process. And it says that this is some insider backroom deal type of game, which it always really has been. I've been a delegate. I mean, that's how it goes. But it really sits. It's not going to sit well with the American people. Just the same on the other side, how superdelegates don't sit well with the average person when they realize on the DNC side that these powerful people can have more sway because that they're somehow more credentialed or more important. It's not good for the political system.
Well, just to give equal time here, let's hear from the third candidate in the town hall last night, Ted Cruz, courtesy of CNN. Right.
Listen, I think nominating Donald Trump would be an absolute train wreck. I think it would hand the general election to Hillary Clinton.
Paris, do you think that we have a real chance of Donald Trump leaving the party because of how he feels?
Well, look, if you go back to the whole reason why they set up this pledge, it was because Donald Trump threatened to start a third party. And so Reince Priebus, the RNC chairman, went to New York and had this press conference to make sure that he wouldn't do a third party and would support the eventual GOP nominee. Donald Trump now reserves the right to do that. I think he may try to do it and pull a Ross Perot. Stranger things have happened. But even that won't be good for the party.
You're now political analyst and GOP strategist Paris Denard. Paris, thanks as always.
My pleasure.